104ULP. Monitoring. So, Oscar 4. Uniform, Lima Papa. KO4ULP. Any station copy? KO4ULP. Kilo Oscar 4. Uniform Lima Papa. KO4ULP. Any station copy?
Kate.
Hello, and I got your car. Okay, so how are you today?
November Hotel. My name is Fred. I'm actually in the mobile today. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing good. I am a new ham operator. Got my call sign November the 5th, Friday, and I'm really enjoying the hobby. I don't believe I've made contact with you yet.
No, I haven't met you. Haven't made contact with me. I'm actually one of the early birds that's normally on at right around the 6 a.m., 7 a.m. mark. I'm actually a night shift worker, so if you ever catch me on the net or in the early in the mornings, I'm either leaving home from work or leaving work at home. But I didn't catch your name. This is Fred over here.
I'm Alexander, and my call sign is Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Mama Papa. And if I could have your call sign slowly in the photonic alphabet, so I can get that down in my logbook. You will be my 30th contact that I've written down in my logbook.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 November Hotel, KO4NNH.
So I got KO4NNH, and for the name, I want to make sure I have that correctly. I have Fred, F-R-E-D, am I correct?
This is a solid copy there.
So as I say, I have 30 contacts in my logbook. I think I've made more than 30 contacts, just don't have them all written down, but yeah, I hope to eventually get to 100 just on the repeater. I don't know if there's even 100 ham operators that use the repeater, but you know.
If you were listening back in, I think it was June or July, they had over 100 check-ins on Monday night on the net that happens every night at 9 p.m. I don't know if you ever checked in. I didn't really stick around this past weekend on the net other than that one day I was talking to Daniel, but there's a net that happens every day on this repeater at 9 p.m., different net control operator every night. There's at least 30 people that check in every night, if not more. So most times it's right around 50, though.
I was hoping to check in yesterday night, but I had a headache, so I wasn't able to check in. I hope sometime to get checked into the net. It's past my bedtime, so you know. It's a little bit harder, and, you know, with school and everything, I don't want to get to bed too late, so I would hope to check into the net sometime.
The net stuff is fun. I enjoy it, especially the little bit of time I got before I have to go into work every night. But, now, welcome to the hobby. I'm actually a general class. I play around with the HF bands. I don't know if you know much about those, but I mainly mess around with like 40, 30, and 20 meters. I'll occasionally come back down to 10, and I'll play on there. But, yeah, I've just got my upgrade back in September. I'm general class since then. I've been kind of staying on and off. I'm actually the son of Kilo India 4, Mike Rovia Alpha. You won't hear him on repeaters much, but if you go to HF and he's home, you'll definitely hear him on there.
Chad, his call sign is KO4NUE. He offered to give me a HF radio. Does like 10 meters, 80, and 30. So I'm going to get that sometime when we can, you know, find a way to get it over here. It's an older one, but, you know, I'm excited to play around on a HF. So I can only do 10 meters as a technician, but in a few weeks there, I plan to start studying for my general. So, you know, then I can do more the HF.
No lie, though, I mess around with FT8 on HF mainly, but I occasionally go up the sideband side and have a look over there. So, but now, It's just pretty fun. I thoroughly enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoyed 10 meter whenever I was able to hop on it. Just the only limitation for me was I had to play during the day because 10 meter would close up near the, right about, I think 2 hours before sundown. That's when 10 meter started to close up. But nah, it's just a lot of fun. But now, welcome to the ham hobby. I normally on this repeater. You can also, if you know what APRS is, I'm almost always got running APRS whenever I got my ham gear running.
So APRS, I don't think I've heard of that. You know, I've only made contacts on Caesar's Head. I've tried the national calling frequency and Mitchell, but I don't think I have a big enough antenna and a few other repeaters, but I've only gotten contacts on Caesar's Head.
This repeater and the K4JLA, no, I can't remember. It's the Spark repeater over there in Spartanburg. This repeater and that repeater are very, very active, I noticed, but this repeater more so than any repeater in the area. And like, I'm actually in the mobile. I'm normally checking for, or I'm normally in the Pelzer or Piedmont area, but today I'm actually in Greer, so. This repeater goes out pretty far. You'll hear anybody from Georgia to sometimes Columbia.
Guy on here in Georgia, and there was a guy on here from the UK using Echolink, so it was fun to chat with him. I was in Fletcher, North Carolina. Couldn't quite reach the repeater with the handheld. I was having trouble reaching no weather radio, even on the on Parrish Mount. I don't know if the mountains are in the way of being able to hit Caesar's Head, or, you know, I guess my handheld isn't strong enough. It's only a 5 watt. So right now I'm working off of a 25 watt base station.
Gates for station ID. There's one thing that the people on here and my Elmer has told me that. It doesn't matter how many watts you put out, antenna is the key. Like, your antenna makes or breaks the rate, or makes or breaks the frequencies you can get on. That's something I've kind of learned myself, and I don't really dabble with 2 meter 440 bands much beyond the mobile and the omnidirectional antenna I have currently mounted on the side of my house, but. And antenna is definitely the key. You can put out like 5 watts and hit it. I managed to hit this repeater with 5 watts at my house in Pelzer, going all the way up to Caesar's Head Mountain. So antenna is the key. And what kind of 5 watt radio were you using, if you don't mind me asking?
I like a cheap one. It's AVOSENG, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but, you know, just about a $30 radio with about a foot antenna on it. My dad bought just a longer antenna to put on it than the little antenna that it came with. Then I'm working off a 6-inch antenna on the roof, so it's, you know, it's not like a really nice handheld. It's just a little... Boy, I tried using it in the car with a magnetic antenna on the roof, but I couldn't get anywhere with that.
She's using a mobile rig right now. It's a Yaesu STM300D. It's, I like using Yaesu radios. I've debated getting a ICOM HS-specific rig from a silent key that's still... His equipment's trying to be handed off by KI4DOS. If you ever need some radio equipment or parts right now, KI4DOS, his name is Gary. He runs the nets on Wednesday nights. He actually is trying to sell the equipment of Silent Key AK, W4AKG/SK. Gary's actually trying to sell his equipment per his will and what he asked his wife to do, so... But he has, I think he still has all kinds of stuff that AK used to have. But namely, me personally, I use the STM300D whenever I'm in the mobile, but whenever I'm home, I use the Yaesu ST991A, which is also my HF rig. But I've also got a little handheld as a Yaesu ST70D, and I can hit this repeater in Piedmont with just a little mag mount, and so it only puts out 5 watts, but I use my handheld for digital modes mainly.
Contact with Gary, he was W4EEY. He watched some of a YouTube class for my brother's name about getting a technician, those YouTube classes for different licenses for like extra general and technician, so I think about using him for my general, I'm not sure yet, but I'm just learning the hobby, I don't know if you could answer this question or not. I was using a handheld with an antenna, low magnetic 6-inch antenna on the roof. I run it down through the door and then close the door and then attach that to the handheld, and I was just so scratchy nobody could make me out, so I'm not sure exactly if I just wasn't putting off enough power, if something's wrong with my antenna, have any answers for that?
Gift Station ID, currently talking to KO4UMG. My personal experience and what I've learned from the general class book and the lots of the research I've done, there are two factors that you don't really worry about on UHF, VHF. We're currently talking on 2 meter, which is a very high frequency. And solar activity does play a role a little bit, but not near as much as you would on HF. HF, it can solar activity can either improve the bands or crash the bands, but that doesn't really play a role. Another factor, there's one big factor that really plays a role when you're talking about UHF, VHF, which is 2 meter 440 bands, and that is your cable type. I personally use LMR 400 to my antenna. I use just a 100 foot piece of LMR 400 N-type connectors on both sides. And I run into a diamond antenna on the top of my house, and I've got a piece of that coax right into my shack. And it could be your cable type. If you're using RG8X, I'm not well experienced on VHF, UHF with the RG8X. But I use LMR 400 for VHF, UHF operations at home. However, in my mobile rig, I believe it's an MFJ or Comet trunk mount that I have on my back of my vehicle I'm talking to you on right now. And I just have that coax directly plugged into my mobile rig. So it could be the coax. Power kind of depends upon how long your cable is. So if you're running about 100 feet, I can't say for certain, but I think that can play a factor on it. But wattages and everything, that's one thing I've kind of learned, is wattages and everything. And if I were you, I'd hook up an antenna analyzer if you happen to have one. If not, I'm sure somebody will be able to give you a hand with that. I'm asleep during the day, so I'm unable to help. But if you can ever get an antenna analyzer put on there and kind of figure out what's going on with the impedance might be, could be causing a factor too, but I'm not totally sure. I mainly mess with, like I said, HF, and I use LMR for VHF, UHF operations.
What kind of cable it is, I'm using the same antenna on the roof. It's just a store-bought 6-inch antenna with a 10-foot cable, and I don't know what the impedance or anything on that is. I'm just new to a hobby, so I don't have like an antenna analyzer or anything, so I'm just kind of learning as I go, and just wondering why I wasn't that far from the house, and I still wasn't making the repeater with the 6-inch antenna on the roof. So I'm just wondering, is there something that I'm missing in the connection, it could just be I don't have big enough antenna and not enough power. So, I'm just wondering if anything else is wrong or just those factors.
Yeah, the antenna is the main thing, but if you don't use the right cable, you're using a long run, that can also play a factor, at least in my opinion. like I said, I got a 100-foot run of LMR 400 ran into my shack right now. And that's how I play UHF, VHF if I'm not using Fusion Echo Link, which is normally what I'm using when I'm playing radio on this repeater, at least. But, nah, it all depends. I've managed to hit this repeater with a 5 watts handheld with a mag mount antenna, like what you're trying to do. In Piedmont Pelzer area, I've done it numerous times before I've upgraded to this mobile rig inside my vehicle now. But, antenna is kind of the key, but it could also be your coax running to it, but it all depends on what's going on at the time. This KO4NNH for station ID. Are there any other stations on this frequency might be able to give us a hand with this? Not to you, Alexander.
Before ULP for station ID, and you know, I don't know. So, I just said learning as I go, and hoping to learn more, do you know anything about radio kits? I was trying to look for some online, I just want to build, a radio for fun, like a VHF, UHF, like 2-meter radio that I can, talk on. Would you suggest buying a kit or like buying a book that tells you how to make one? Do you have any suggestions on that? Because I'd like to try to make one, but I don't know if I should buy a kit or, the book. Do you have any suggestions on that?
I can't really answer your question there. If it were me, I'd use a SDR, a software-defined radio, with a Raspberry Pi of sorts, if it were me. But me personally, it all depends on what you want to do. If you're aiming to do digital modes with like DMR, Fusion, I think D-Star is another one. It all depends on what you want to do. So if you want to play digital modes, you can use a handheld from like one of the major brands like Kenwood, Icom, Yaesu, which is what I'm using. Or you can get a regular old DMR radio. I mean, there's hundreds upon hundreds of radios. It all depends on what you want to do, ultimately. If you want a mobile setup and not want to play digital mode, you can find it online. Or cheap digital mode, you can find that online, too. But if you're not want to play digital mode at all, want to just play repeater work like what we're doing right now, there's hundreds of radios you can find. But kits? I'm not totally sure. I've never really DIY'd one, but if I were to do it, me personally, I would use a SDR, but I'm more experienced as a programmer, that's why I suggest that.
I thought it'd be fun to try to build a radio. I already have, I'm working off 25 watt Anytone, so I actually don't really need another radio. Just, I thought it'd be fun to build one for the experience and get to know more about how electricity actually works. But, I was wondering because I couldn't, find, any kits online. I don't know if I need to, look at a certain website or something, but really don't know much about that. But, I'm just curious.
It comes down to what you want to do, ultimately. If you want to play digital modes, there's hundreds of radios, but DIYing a radio, I'm not totally sure. I'd use an SDR for something like that, at least for monitoring. But I'm not totally sure about transmitting, receiving, and all that. I personally, you can find really great radios, really great and cheap radios for doing this type of stuff. But HF, me personally with HF, it all just comes down to It all comes down to watts on HF for me, at least, because I like DS, but I don't know. It all comes down to what you want to do.
There's lots of things to do in the hobby. There's just so much. I don't know if I want to get into digital or what. I'm thinking about maybe joining Skywards or Ares or something like that. Yeah, I just don't exactly know. Just playing around with the hobby. Right now I've just stuck to, 2 meters, either TED, and I've only had, haven't had my call sign very long, so, yeah, I would like to do different things, you know, HF sounds fun, and I don't very know much about the digital modes. So I've heard like, oh, some like digital, I think some digital subjects have like to have like a separate radio or something.
I'll be asking this, but can you come back to that, please? I only got a little bit of that. It's my end, not yours. I'm in a really bad spot for receiving this repeater.
Don't know what I'm going to do with the digital modes. Like, come with, like, a separate, you have to, like, buy a separate radio for, you know, like, the digital stuff.
Well, it all comes down to what you want to do. DMR, Yaesu System Fusion, and D-Star. All held by their respective brands. Like, Fusion is Yaesu, DMR is pretty much all around, D-Star is ICOM. I play with Fusion a lot. That's me personally. I've got a little digital hotspot I use when I play, but digital mode's not all that, at least in my experience. And I play with the Fusion and DMR quite a bit, and I've also messed with just regular old Fusion. There is a room on Fusion that's the southeast room. I'll come on there every once in a while, and it's pretty much you can either hit it or you can't. When it's at least out and about outside of a hot spot. But digital's fun, but honestly for me, I'd stick with this repeater for local operations. Aries and Skywarn, that depends on what the weather conditions are like in your area. But if you have a local repeater and there's really bad weather conditions, you can definitely hear out on there. There's actually a repeater specifically for, I think, Aries and Skywarn, but I don't know the frequency. Other hams might be able to tell you that, but I'm sure I've got it programmed in. I just don't know which one it is off the top of my head.
Another guy who was in Skywarn, and he said the frequency for their repeater is 145.470. So, you know, I like to get into some of, like, the helpful side, like Aries and Skywarn, you know. It's, ham radio is just really fun. I'm just not sure where exactly I'm going to go with it, or, you know, just as of right now, just taking on 2 meters, and that's plenty fun for me, you know. And I'm excited to expand, get my general and possibly my extra, and play around with different bands. I don't know, maybe digital. You know, see if I can make, you know, like, I think it'd be like fun to like make contacts like Japan and just other places, just besides your local area. So I'm actually excited for HF, and I think it would be fun.
Without a shadow of a doubt, at least in my opinion, it's pretty fun. And the amount of antenna types you can get just to run on HF is absolutely unreal. I run a HF vertical that I got my hands on last year. I just now got it up recently, and I don't know if you know about SWR, but that's in a way the resistance in the antenna to broadcast. I pretty much got flat SWR on all the bands I plan on playing on, with the exception of 80 meter. 80 meter, I only got access to one side of that band, and not the other side. that's kind of how the 80 meter band works, but it works pretty good though. But I absolutely love playing HF, but VHF, UHF, that's where it's at. And you know, there's a lot to learn in this hobby. I can't say I know it all, but I dabble in the programming side, antenna side of it more mainly. And I've played my dad, KI4 MRA. He actually uses what's called a fan dipole for his HF setup. He's the one that really got me into this hobby, and he showed me that side of the ham radio. Man, I absolutely enjoy it. This one hobby, I can do it every day without putting it down. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt, this is the one hobby that I can just turn on the radio and just listen and absolutely have a ball. Especially on Saturday nights. If you ever manage to listen on Friday or Saturday night, you'll hear Chad and Larry come on, and some of their stories are absolutely unreal and funny.
A chance to listen then, but you know, I really enjoy the hobby. It's wonderful. I pretty much enjoy, we do homeschools every like free time I get, I'm normally, like, up on the radio for, you know, like, 10, 15 minutes until I have to go back down and start my schoolwork again, but, you know, it's a nice hobby. I mean, I haven't really, you know, played around with very many hobbies, but this one is, I mean, it's just wonderful. There's just so much you can do with it, and you can, you know, upgrade, and, yeah, it's just, I'm excited for it. I mean, it's great.
KO4NH Station ID, I almost got an ID. But, you know, there is a lot you can do with ham radio. I actually do a little bit of traveling from time to time. As a matter of fact, I'll be traveling back to my hometown here in the near future. And the best part about ham radio is that you only need the call sign and maybe carry the bottom portion of your license if you want to do a little bit of traveling, just to kind of, for your reference and everything. And traveling, I mean, you can hit by any repeater that ain't quote-unquote closed off to just the club only, but you can take this hobby by anywhere you want. Like, for me, I use my mobile and a handheld when I'm out traveling, or I'll bring just my handheld if I'm going on a plane, or what I'm planning on making is a go box for HF operations. I mean, this hobby is ever-expanding and ever-changing. I can't put it down. I can say with that certainty, I put other hobbies down, but this one I cannot seem to put back down for some reason. But I absolutely enjoy what I've been doing on it, though.
I want to build for myself a little 7-foot tower out of wood so I can put a little antenna up on there and go on top of mountains and operate there with either this radio or like the handheld. So, you know, I'm excited to see how far I can get, and I think it'd be fun to do that. And I still haven't got all the my tower worked out yet. I put like a little block of metal so my antenna would stick to it, but I wasn't getting good signal, so somebody said to try to put a pie pan up there so I can get better signal. So I'm going to try that, see if I can, probably later today, see if I can get that up and working. So, you know, I've heard of so many things that I can do that, didn't really, wasn't on the test for the ham radio, that, you know, just learning as other people tell me, just, wow, it's just a really big hobby that I love it.
Big hobby. That is an absolute guarantee there. I'll be honest, I travel up to North Carolina. That's my hometown is. A lot of background noise there. I actually travel up North Carolina at time to time. I'll play on the C4s here when I'm back in their range, and that's normally what's covered under the umbrella of my own hometown. But, nah, it's just, ham radio is ever expanding, ever changing, and there is no, I mean, you can be doing CW, or, which is, CW is Morse code, at least on HF. You can do CW on 2 meter, you can do FT8, which is a very, people say it's low wattage, DXing in a way, and kind of, I can say for sure that's kind of what it is. That's what I really play with, FT8, FT4, Whisper, APRS. I run APRS on this radio that you're talking to me on now. And I've got a little, my hotspot also broadcasts out the frequency whenever I'm running my digital modes. But this hobby's ever expanding, ever changing, but there's never a gateway, so to speak, to really find what you're looking for, or to be stopped to find what you're looking for. Like, if you want to build an infed antenna, there's hundreds of infed antenna designs out here. Fan dipole, same thing. A regular dipole for one band. This information, you can find it anywhere. There's really nobody that can say for certain that, you know, you can't do this. Ham radio is an absolutely open hobby, and I can't say more than this, that I absolutely enjoy it with the love I have now.
For ULP for station ID. I plan to learn Morse code some. I think you open more on that. Do more on it's not, you know, not required for the test anymore. I didn't have to learn it. But when I took my test, the people that were running the test, they said for me to learn Morse code would be very valuable. So maybe after my general, I'll start studying Morse code.
I was on here that I can tell you about more of the CW side of the band. And technician level, you can get on the CW according to whatever you're allowed to on the different HF bands. I never really got into that. I like it. I like using SC8, SC4, at least me personally. But I'm in Powersville right now. I seem to be dropping it out of the repeater. KO4NH station ID again.
So well, I have to jump on out of here. You know, it was nice chatting with you, and you know, just learning as I go, and nice to talk to people who have more experience in the hobby and learn a lot. So, Thunderstreets to you. This is KO4ULP. I'll be clear after your final.
ULP, KO4NH. Been talking. It's been nice talking to you, Alexander. Look forward to talking to you again in the future. And welcome to the hobby. Welcome to the family. I look forward to seeing you, if not on the Nets, during the off hours, so to speak, my off hours, which is the daytime. So, KO4NH, I'll be on the side.